弟兄姊妹们平安。我们感谢神，让我们早上有这么好的一段时间的崇拜。我们记得上个礼拜前圣灵在讲道的时候，特别说的教会已经充满主的同在。一个好的聚会是叫人活的聚会，一个好的聚会会叫人参加的人来的时候跟回去的时候不一样。有时候我们真的盼望我们每次在主的面前的聚会是被主纪念的。
That all of our meetings will be remembered by the Lord.
每一次的聚会是充满着主的同在，而且是叫我们活过来的聚会。
All of our meetings will be full of God's presence and will revive us.
别让我们回去的时候跟来的时候不一样，好不好？
So that when we meet the meeting, we will be transformed.
在早上唱了这么多好的诗歌，还有人带着不欢迎。 Prayer. 它不过是我心愿的一个发表就是了，它不叫祷告。
It could be an expression of my wish, but it is not a prayer.
祷告是人和神在圣灵中相会了，而且我们在这里交通。
Prayer is a divine encounter between God and man, and we can fellowship.
所以真实的祷告一定要干这件事
情。When we have real prayer, two things will happen.
一定是我们跟这位听祷告的神相遇。
That we meet with the God who listens to prayers.
我们是来到神的面前。
This will come before God.
我们在祷告中跟主相会。
In our prayers, we meet God.
因为这边这件事情，我不知道怎么去强调它。我也常常提醒我自己，我也请求弟兄姊妹要注意这件事情。
I don't know how to emphasize it more, and often remind myself and other brothers and sisters.
我们的祷告一定要在神的同在中。
Our prayer has to be done in God's presence.
所以，当我们真正在神同在中。祷告的时候，你知道这是一件最荣耀、最喜乐的事情。
And when you pray in God's presence, it's the most glorious and joyful thing.
没有一个喜乐大过我们亲的主了。
There's no other joy greater than meeting God.
没有一个满足大过我们遇见主了。
There's no greater satisfaction than meeting God.
而且真实遇见主一定叫我们整个人变复原、重新得力。
And when we meet God, our strength will be renewed.
就是没有我们需要求神帮助我们回来最重要的根基上。
We ask God to ask God to help us to go back to the most important fundamental.
我们不甘心活在仇敌的欺骗里面。
We're not willing to live in the deception of the enemy.
很多人当了基督徒70年了，很少有真实的祷告。
Many Christians have been Christians for a long time without.
所以我说斯麦克弟兄说从你给他的一件事情就是弟兄先连接起来了。
So our brother Smart says that what enemy is afraid the most is when heaven and earth are connected.
当我们真正向灵里祷告的时候天上我们是开的。
When we truly pray in the spirit heaven will be open to us.
当我们真的向灵祷告的时候我们会遇见真的祷告。
We will truly pray in the spirit. We will meet God who listens to our prayers.
The second
thing that will happen.
祷告不光是一个神圣的相会 ，divine encounter 而已，它是一个神圣的相交 ，divine fellowship.
The prayer is not only a divine encounter, but also a divine fellowship.
我们的心情。
That we have fellowship with God.
从基本的一面来说，我们把我们的痛苦告诉他。
Yes, we can share with him all of our sorrows and suffering.
我们把我们的心愿告诉他。
We can share with him our wishes.
我们把我们为别人祷告的负担告诉他。
And the burdens to pray for others.
把我们为了神家的复兴，我们告诉他。
We can tell him our desires for church revival.
另一方面，他把他的心情告诉我们。
And on the other hand, he will share with us this part.
另一方面，当我们祷告错的时候，他会来帮助我们，来纠正我们。
But if our prayers are not right.He will correct us.
所以祷告第二件重要的事情。
So the second important thing about prayer.
就是一定有事情发生。
That something will happen.
我们被改变。
That we will be changed.
我们跟他的关系被改变。
Our relationship with him will be changed.
我们的心念被他改变。
Our life will be changed.
虽然我们的祷告这么自私，这么错误的。
But before our prayers could be very selfish and wrong.
他改变了我们。
And then he will change us.
让我们的祷告越来越诚实。
So that our prayers become more and more pure.
让我们的祷告越来越诚实。
And more and more mature.
而真实的祷告一定带着我们生活的改变。
And true prayer will bring about true changes in our life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
当我们真正在圣灵中与主相遇的时候。
When we encounter God in the spirit.
就像一封神经上告诉我们，当我们跪下来的时候，我们就达到了前所未有最高的境界。
As Brother Watchman Nee says, whenever we're on our knees, we actually reach a realm that is higher than before.
就是
这个 highest realm.
多宝贵的事情！
And how precious that would be.
我们没有一个属灵的境界可以高过我们现在跪下的位置。
There's no spiritual realm that we can reach higher.When we are on our knees,
当我们真正在神面前的时候
，When we truly be on our knees,
我们达到了前所未有最高的境界。
We actually reach a spiritual realm that we never reached before.
我们来到了天上，来到了圣所，来到施恩宝座前，来到坐在宝座的神面前。
Because we reached heaven, we reached the most holy place, we reached the throne and the God who sits on the throne.
就是为此的事情。
How great that is!
祷告中。让我们可以成就最大的事。
And in prayer, we accomplish the greatest things.
我们能够为神做的最大的事，能够为人做的最大的事，永远都是值得祷告的。
The greatest thing that we can do for God or for man can only be accomplished through prayer.
不祷告是我们在做事。
when we do not pray, when we do things on our own
strength,
when without prayer, we are actually helping
others.
But whenever I pray in the Spirit, God is doing it.
When
we truly pray in the Spirit, then God uses us to work His work. So there's no greater thing that we can do for God or man except doing it through prayer. Please do not misunderstand and think, okay, from now on, I will put all my services and just focus on prayer. This evening, everyone will come to resign from their services. I want to reach the highest spiritual realm, and I want to do the greatest service, so I want to focus myself on prayer. Don't tell me, but tell God, and He will not agree. Anyone who will follow Jesus into the veil will also follow Him outside of
the veil.
No one will only enjoy God's presence in the most holy place without following Him on the way of the cross. The Lord Jesus Himself says the Son of Man did not come to serve, to be served, but to serve and to give Himself as the ransom for many. So what is prayer? That's we. Sorry for forcing you to accept my definition. Hopefully you will find a better one later.
We
came up with this definition as much prayer, so that this is a simple one that people can easily understand and remember. So what is prayer?
Divine encounter with God. 好，这是你们的，还有没有要补充？Meet and fellowship，相遇的是相交，很好。还有没有要补充？ Lead the Holy Spirit，是当妈的还是？人与神，圣灵中的智慧与相交，哈，我们再讲一次。另外一个，你把它翻译成，不要忘记。
I hope that we will all remember, and then if we forget, then the Holy Spirit remind us. Can I really praise the Lord for bringing Brother Wayne here with us in the past week? When we first met him here in 2001 and 2002, my wife and I were very touched. The he's the one that focuses his mind on the Father's business. And what touches me the most is from his sharing is his prayer life.
他跟我们讲，他跟监狱里面受苦的时候，当别人不允许他祷告的时候，He
shared with us when he was suffering, being persecuted in prison, and was not allowed to pray.
他说那些狱卒们讲，我宁可死在这里，我饿死都不能不祷告。And
he told his jailers, I'd rather die instead of if I do not pray.
他说，从我信耶稣以来这几十年，我从来没有一次不祷告不吃东西的。Because
ever since I became Christian, there was not even once that I took my food without prayer. If you do not allow me to say grace, then I will not eat.
Okay.
And and they wouldn't take it. They say, oh, where do you think you are? If you don't want to eat, forget it. And then he just would not eat. So finally, they gave up. Not only that, his testimony touched me very much, but also he said a prayer. Because the Lord, you can take away everything I
have.
But please do not take away, do not allow people to take away my right to pray. And this is such a great witness. The Lord, you can take away everything. I can lose my health. My career, my job, or my service. I can stop here, but I cannot go on without prayer. So this is such a great witness. And
in
the past Tuesday night, we asked him to share again. Well, they only about 50 brothers and sisters came, so I want to review with you. So we only recorded on the 3 out of the 5 points. So I will review on his sharing, and I also will share with you my
share.
So he shared with us 5 lessons on prayer. First thing is that prayer is a spiritual
breathing.
And your prayer has to be breathed upon by the Holy Spirit. The Lord breathed unto Adam, and then he became a living soul. And the breath of the Lord entered the dry bone, revived.
So
our prayer has to be upright. And then our prayer has to have life. And our prayer has to be alive. Without spiritual breath, so if our prayer is not a spiritual
breathing,
so in spiritual wise, in God's eyes, we're actually dead. So we have to restore a spiritual breathing. Whenever we are sleeping, our organs may rest and our senses may become dull, but not our breathing. So the last thing that we can stop is that breath. Then that is the moment that we go
to
sleep. Not only that, our prayer has to be alive. Our prayer has to supply life.
Only
that our prayer has to be alive and it has to supply life. There's no other method that will supply life more precious than through prayer.
There
are a lot of us will echo. Oftentimes we are revived because we hear other people's prayers. And he also says that the reason, the most fundamental reason why today's churches are so weak and without revival is because of our weak prayers. Yes, like I said, many people could be praying. Many churches are prayer meeting. But yet churches remain weak and
desolate.
Number one reason that they are weak and desolate is because we lost the love and the power to supply life in our prayers. So we need to be restored and revived by the Lord.
And
and that our prayer life is the thermometer of our spiritual health. Whether we love the Lord or
not,
we're spiritual. Oftentimes, our failures are caused by failure in our prayer life. So this is the second thing we
share
with you. Not only that our prayer has to be alive and it has to supply
life.
I'll add something more to it.
Because
we're talking about the church
prayer life.
In our private prayers, we can pray as long as we want and as thorough as we need that. But while we pray in the corporate and public prayers, in order for our prayers to supply and give life,
it's
not only that we have to be in the spirit and have to give life,
let's
learn to make it sure and powerful. We pray for a long prayer with a lot of words added by yourself. I know some people can pray for a long time before
But
then when we come to public prayer meetings, let's eat that seed and only give up the essence. So that people can receive a life. Thirdly, the prayer with the kingdom mission. And our brother Wayne shared with us that King Saul spent his life without
God.
And King David was a man of
God.
Care about God's needs. He would not allow his eyes to slumber until he found the dwelling place for the Almighty. Without having the sense of mission, in our prayers, how can we have the sense of mission in
evangelism?
If we even in our most private prayers, we do not have the fire, then how can we go reach out others with fire? So when we pray, we have to have a sense of mission. We have to have the fire. And we might say, where does the sense of mission come from? How can I pray with the sense of mission?
I'll
give you three things and then you can have more sharing later. Brother Wayne shared with us that, such as the Lord's Prayer, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in
heaven.
When we pray for the fulfillment of God's will, that is a mission. Second, in how we can have the sense of mission is that we want to please God and comfort God's heart. If we remember that when we labor ourselves in prayer, that will actually please God's heart, that will motivate us to pray. The third thing is something I've shared with you before, that when Moses and Hur pray on the
mountaintop,
that happened during the battle with the Amalekites, and we especially mentioned one thing. The prayer on the mountaintop determines the battle on the battlefield, on the valley. And our invisible prayer life determines the victory of our daily living.
那天有一句非常关键的话，我说摩西何时举手怎么样？
Whenever Moses lifted up his hand and prayed.
于是亚伯什么时候得胜？
Joshua will have the victory.
什么时候摩西把手举下来？
Whenever Moses put down his hand.
怎么样？
And the Amalekites will win.
所以我那天跟弟兄姊妹讲到一个很重的负担，我说我们听祷告，一定有事情发生的。
So I share with you at that time a very heavy burden of mine. That whenever we pray, something will happen.
但是要得胜，
就是要我们的
被主的指导带出去。我们不祷告，也一定有事情发生。
But please pay attention. Whenever we do not pray, something will happen to you.
亚玛力人就得胜
，Amalekites will win.
神的儿女们受到伤害，受到伤害。
Please do not think that you do not have time to pray because your life is occupied by your children and affairs of the world. Without praying, we're actually giving. Handing our children to the hands of Amalekites.
我们不祷告，就把家门打开来，让仇敌自由进出，来伤害家庭。
Without prayer, we actually open our door wide and invite the enemy to come into our household and destroy.
我们不祷告，我们个人，我们整个教会属灵的世界都是仇敌的破坏。
Without prayer, we actually under the destruction and persecution of the enemy.
不是摩西不累了，他已经80多岁了。
Not that Moses was not tired. church is our feet and therefore because we do not
do it.
We cannot let go. We cannot let go. We have to rise and pray. Usually when we promote and urge to be punctual, we have to pray. And we have to have fervent and proactive prayer. Brother Wei used Proverbs chapter 31 and then I thought he talked about the women of noble character, which refers to church and the children of God. And that the relationship between children of God and God.
And that the relationship between children of God and God. 他一生是丈夫有益无损。
And then in Proverbs it says that she all of her life she will benefit her husband.
他寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用心做工。
And she seeks wool and flax that will
end
well with her husband. And she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread.
那这边他这里讲到一个非常非常主动寻找圣工为神家祷告的人。
So here is a person who proactively seek for ministries for the house of God.
他寻找羊绒和麻,
she spends effort to seek for wool and flax. And willingly she works with her eager hands. And then that day, Brother Wei shared that there are three kinds of people in church. The first kind of people who come to church to see what church can provide me. Oftentimes, a lot of people like that.
There
are a lot of children down like this. Second kind of people. And those who serve in the departments and
services.
So they will only do whatever is required by church. If it's not arranged or required by church, they will not do it. So that they will only do things on demand. They will only have any movement or action on demand only. And the finger will not move unless you touch it.
但是他常常这里讲到有一个人，讲一个贤德的妇人，他寻找羊绒和麻。
But here, there's a woman of noble character. She
feels
and she works with her eager hands. And then she proactively watches over the affairs of her household. We need such blessings in
household.
We need blessings who would proactively seek for ministries and work with the Lord. And then what touches me the most is that this kind of people. When there's no way in the desert, he will make the way. And then when there's no streets in the wilderness, such person will not sit there idle or complain. If there's no way, he or she will make the way. And if there are no streets, he or she will make the street.
他说如果没有清晰的人的话,
without such people,
他说没有清晰的祷告被侍奉的话,
without such prayer or service, church will not revive.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们请弟兄姊妹，我们真的谢谢你给我们这么多爱心的东西。Dear
brothers and sisters, I really thank you, and how I thankful that God gave us so many brothers and sisters to love us.
请大家一定要积极，一定要主动。Oftentimes
I felt such a failure before the Lord.
我想如果我突然走了。
I felt if all of a sudden I have to leave, my wife and I get burned out and collapse, will the church continue to move on? I don't know if my co-workers will continue to serve diligently on their post and continue to move on. I hope that you your diligence and devotion to the Lord are not based on your relationship with Him.
因此呢，我们真的祈求每一个人做什么事情，从心里面做，从是给主做的，要把最好的来给他。
And that all of you will serve the Lord out of your heart for the Lord.
现在该怎么做？我现在该怎么做？我现在该怎么做？凡事该怎么做？圣灵教育要怎么做？不需要有人提醒的。
I hope that no one will remind you what to do and when you are an usher or Sunday school teachers or worshiping.
因为这样不应该怎么做，什么该怎么做，我们请不完的，不需要请的。
There are a lot of ministries that I hope that we do not have to remind all of
you. 哦，有那么多爱主的人，他主动起来寻找羊毛，寻找麻，他主动在这里观察羊毛，为什么他主动破口？
There's so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord and that they will proactively design and then work on the ministry.
不管是少年，不管儿童，都知道我们只有一个爱神、爱神家的人。
The ministry, children ministry, not all of you. There will be so many brothers and sisters.
因此啊，弟兄说到没有这样子的人，没有这样子的祷告和侍奉，神家是不可能复兴。
And the way says, without such prayer and such services, church will not revive.
不管我们需要你，
啊，我们在为你服务，
主的教会需要你。
Our church needs you.
主耶稣需要你。
Your Jesus needs you.
弟兄姊妹，让我们爱他。
Your brothers and sisters, let us.
我们要爱他，我们好好的跪在他面前祷告，为了教会的施工，为了教会的聚会，为了教会的服事来祷告。
For the sake of loving Him, let's be on our knees and pray for the church. Pray for all the services and ministries of the church.
第五件事情，他讲到是一个奋力对神的祷告。
Prayer is our duty, holding God.
主主主，你不祝福我，不让你回去。
Imagine if your son has cancer now.
医生告诉你说三个月
and the doctor diagnosed 3 months, he will be healed.
但是如果从客观来说，我们的迫切的祷告，那是深刻的祷告，人家把我们力道不高的祷告。
But objectively, if we can pray and resolve now and make him survive, will you pray?
我们一定祷告。
Of course we will pray.
为什么弟兄每天做这些操劳，辛苦这么多的民工，受这么多的苦难，你们受不了？
And then like Brother Wayne says, when he saw so many laborers in his neighborhood, his heart just could not take it.
每天从会支持祷告3天3夜，不吃饭不喝水的祷告。
So he promoted the entire church to fast and pray 3 days without any water or food.
然后他们把教会所有的车子全部收编起来。一定要开出去把民工车跟他们传福音。
And they collected, arranged all the cars in church to provide wine for the laborers and the workers. So they can come to the
house. 我们也因为我们难处不够难，痛苦不够深。
We do not try hard because our sufferings, our trials are not severe enough.
第二方面。
Secondly.
我们自己的信仰不够坚。
And our faith is not true enough.
所以我们并不觉得我们需要神的一起祷告。
We do not feel that we come before God. Many people might not agree with me.
But
just like what I talked about being a late church. If our faith is authentic,
if our faith is authentic,
if our faith is authentic, if your faith is real, you probably will not chew gum when you listen to
sermons.
Because we know God is here. In our daily meeting, we will naturally turn to Him because this is not a doctrine. May the Lord help us that our faith is real and authentic. We really know whom we believe. Our prayer will be different. When I sing songs, I'm actually singing to Him. When I come before the table, I have to give Him thanks. When I come to the meetings, I'll be ready to meet Him. Our faith has to be real. The third reason might be that our sense of mission is not strong enough.
I
already showed with you how to increase our sense of mission. If our sense of mission is strong enough, we will have prayers that will hit to the ground. And I
would
say, Lord, I will not allow my small group to continue like this. I will rise up and pray and wrestle with you. I will not allow my church to be so weak in the gospel. I have to wrestle with you in prayer. I will not allow my brothers and sisters to neglect their offerings and tithing. I have to wrestle with you. I pray that the Lord will raise up our prayer warriors that have set the commission and wrestle with them. So these five lessons are all very important. And how can we excel in these five lessons? We all have to go back to the definition of prayer. Pray in the Spirit. How from the Holy Spirit if it's not a prayer? How from the Holy Spirit we will not have a lively prayer. Without the Holy Spirit we will not have prayer that is life. Without being the Holy Spirit we will not have prayer that has kingdom mission. May the Holy Spirit merges us whenever we pray. I'll share with you in our CTC class what does it mean to pray in the Holy Spirit. Sister Nancy also share with us briefly review with you three important things. First thing, a prayer in the Holy Spirit. We have to know that we come to the most holy place. We come before the Most High. In His divine presence we pray. If we emerge in God's presence, we are in the Holy Spirit. In His presence, we enjoy prayer in the Spirit. In being united with the Lord, we experience prayer in the
Spirit.
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 says, whoever is united with the Lord are actually one spirit with the Lord. In our prayer, we say, no longer I, but the Lord. In the union of being crucified with the Lord, which is no longer whoever is united with the Lord in the Spirit, we are one Spirit with the Lord. So not only that we are in His presence, but we are actually praying in one Spirit with Him. Let's read the memory verse together.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，为要这个圣心事不愿，为这个圣灵祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着恒才，能以放胆开口指明福音的奥秘。我们靠着圣灵，英文叫做 In the Spirit 的圣灵里。
In the Spirit。
然后随时多方祷告祈求。
I will do prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And we intercede for the saints and also for God.
So when we talk about praying in the Holy Spirit,
we intercede, we will pray in God's presence and in union with God.
Such prayer will bring us the
greatest joy. May the Holy Spirit remind us whenever we pray and we're not in the Spirit.
那我们先重新定音。
So that we will fine-tune ourselves.
好，对的 right frequency， 对的音频通的我们祷告。
We tune our prayers to the right frequency that we will meet God.
好，那我等下会稍微讲到我们的事情上怎么帮助我们。好，那第二件事情。在圣灵里面的祷告，请让我们用灵祷告。
We pray in the Spirit, we can pray with our soul.
保罗在哥林多前书十四章在这里，他说：“我要用灵祷告，也要用悟性祷告；我要用灵歌唱，也要用悟性歌唱。”
Paul in First Corinthians chapter 14 says, "I will pray in the tongue and also I pray with my understanding, and I will sing with my tongue and I will also."
我已经提过了哈，根据上下文，也根据很多圣经家这个的说法，这一段圣经保罗指的用灵祷告，肯定是指的用方言祷告，用方言求告。
According to the context, and also according to many interpretations of the scripture, here Paul may refer to when he says pray with the Spirit, actually he's referring to pray with the tongue.
但是并不代表用灵祷告。
But it does not mean that whenever we say pray with the Spirit, we only pray with the
tongue. 就像前面那样子，我们时时刻刻，我们的心灵诚实，我们在这地方火热使命感里面向神祷告的时候，我们常常也就可以在灵里面向神祷告。
Because whenever we pray with a desperation, fervent prayer, and then we pray with a sense of mission, we can be in the Spirit as well.
甚至我们可以从一个很深的恩典里面，我们浸透在神的同在中，我们可以用灵跟他祷告，不仅仅是方言。
Or we could be praying with the Spirit when we are in the deep, in the holy silence.
甚至不是故事的祷告，是整个恩典进入在圣灵中跟主的心中。
Sometimes we can be in a deep, holy silence, and we still have fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit.
圣灵里面祷告第三方面，说到圣灵亲自替我们祷告。
The third thing about praying in the Spirit is that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us.
不光是祷告，他替我们祷告。
Not only does He pray for us.
祈祷上面教我们，他来带着我们祷告。
But He also teaches us and leads us in prayer.
因为说到我们祷告常常动机不够纯净，然后也不够努力，不够专心，不够深入，有很多问题。
Because whenever we pray, our motives might not be pure, we might not be mature, and we have all kinds of problems.
可是当我们祷告不出来，祷告不上去的时候，圣灵会来为我们祷告。
So whenever we cannot reach it, sometimes the Holy Spirit will help us.
就是不是说这个说不出来的叹息，真的是神不能抗拒的祷告。
The expression says sometimes those unspeakable sighing and groaning are prayers that God cannot resist.
所以我们在主的面前提这三件事情，在圣灵里祷告的这个基本的方式跟操练。
So these are the three fundamental things about praying in the Spirit and also practicing.
第一个是圣灵的同在和神圣的联合里面祷告。
First, we pray in the holy presence and holy union.
正直的祷告是一个活的祷告，是
他生命的祷告。Such prayers are alive and full of life.
第二个用灵祷告。
And we pray with the Spirit.
正直的祷告是一个非常新的祷告，非常新的祷告。
Such prayers are very deep and real.
它真的是从我们肺腑心肠里面出来的，心灵心思里面出来的。
Such prayers come from our spirit and the deepmost.The most deep part of
如果神真给了我们方言的恩赐，用方言祷告，你发现你可以祷告的透，祷告的深。
If God gives us the gift of tongues, then we can use the tongue to pray, or pray very deep and dark prayer.
但是我还是说，这是你个人的祷告。但是在教会中，如果没有人分方言，就不要用方言祷告。
Because it's emphasized again, this is only for your personal private prayer. If in a public prayer, like prayer meeting.If there's no interpretation of the tongues, we ask you to pray
in the Spirit.
Thirdly, the Spirit will pray for us, the Holy Spirit will pray the right prayers for us.
对的人，对的态度，对的动机，对的方向。
We will be the right person with the right motives and the right pray with the right
prayers. 说到他圣灵会来帮助我们，这个出了差事的时候，他就来工作来帮助我们。
If we make the wrong prayer, then the Holy Spirit will correct us and will enlighten us.
所以讲到活的祷告，讲到新的祷告，讲到对的祷告。
So we pray with a right prayer, a deep, a real prayer, and a right prayer.
所以一个在圣灵里面的祷告，一定都是这样子祷告的结果。
So whenever we pray in the Spirit.We will have these results.
最后很快的来讲一下我们实践上。
Lastly, we will talk about our practices.
我先讲到我们个人。
Personally,
我们个人要如何在圣灵里面祷告。
Personally, if we want to pray the Spirit.
第一件事情我们要说的就是，不管你现在情况是怎样，我们随时我们专心。
First thing we need to learn is that.Whatever situation we are or our condition, let's turn to God.
就像我们前几次讲的，我们的心几时转向主。
Whenever we turn to God,
它是除掉
的。The veil will be removed.
你没有遮蔽的，你可以看见主的存在的。
There will be no more darkness.
当我们真的转向神的时候，它是除去，敞开眼睛到主。
Whenever we turn to God.And the veil will be removed.
Whenever we encounter storms on the sea,
When we go up deeper into the ocean, 50 meters or 100 meters, it's very
popular.
So the storms only happen on the surface. And there are the wind will blow and everything can be shaken and
destroyed.
And everything can shake
us.
Everything can distract us. Shallow person is person who are easily distracted. Let's go deeper. So how to cover? So for beginners, let's learn to open our mouth and pray. Open your mouth and display all of your thoughts, feelings, and your worries to the Lord. That
would
help you to focus. I don't have that many worries. That's all you just keep
saying.
But don't you open up your mouth and speak.
当你在那里开口，圣灵会把一些特别的负担、一些不安放在你的里面，你就为你的更大声祷告、更迫切祷告。
When you continue to speak, the Holy Spirit will place some burden in your heart, and just follow the burden and keep praying.
好，因为大家在明月的神家，这个跟你弟兄上次报告，大家每个礼拜要祷告一次那个新来的奉献，我们在这里祷告。
So you may be praying for the remaining offering that we still need for the foundation. But as you turn your prayer to pray for your son, and at that moment you might sense a worry for your son's spiritual condition. And then just turn that worry into prayer.
然后你又想在这整个人为你弟兄祷告，你是说这个连你弟兄祈祷都是说你为他祷告。
And then the person who prays will become higher and higher in spirit. please pray that, Lord, you are our deepest satisfaction. You say, Amen. You will share the joy as well.
刚才早上在你说主啊，我们现在都会转向你，你把我们的帕子都出去。我阿门的时候，我就觉得一股的帕子。
But you know, when the brother Benson says, our Lord, please help us to remove the veil, and then we say, Amen. All of a sudden, I feel that my veil is removed all along.
有一个孩子在别墅，我们从你那边祷告，到你在我们中间，我阿门的时候，我就知道主在这里。
If a young brother prays, our Lord, you are in our midst, and your presence is here. We say, Amen. We are reminded that the Lord is actually here.
我们是尽众人之力，我们一起来来圣殿那边齐声说，在圣殿里祷告。
Let all the prayer showers together and then we offer up the proper prayer in the temple. So encourage brothers and sisters to pray the communion meeting and also pray in your small group
meetings.
And we will grow together that our prayers will be stronger and more
effective. That's
why I told you that when you pray in the public prayer, do not pray too long.
要清淡有力,
make it short, concise, and powerful.
要去接别人的祷告,
to follow the flow of other people's prayers.
要活,
and make it alive.
有姊妹教会祷告一定会成,
then our prayer life, our church prayer will be revived.
我们一起来操练好不好?
Let's practice together, okay?
怎么又没有回应呢?好，一起去学。然后我们现在讲到教会的操练。啊，我一直印象很深刻，我觉得主这个王子当真的对我们说了一些真话。讲到一种积极寻找信工或神家复兴祷告的。
Talk about people who proactively seek for services and ministry and to pray for the revival. As brothers and sisters, in the coming 2 weeks,
第一个礼拜,
firstly,
我要请会教会某一些的事工或是某一个地方的服事，我要迫切为他们祷告。
And we will fervently pray for one ministry or one department at church.
包括他的 leader.
Pray for the leaders.
So you say, you say, you
may not be in the worship team, but if you have the burden to pray for worship team, then pray for them for a week. Or you can pray for the ministry that you are in, say, a gospel ministry. May the Lord give us wisdom.
May
we know how to seek war and God. May we know how to watch over the affairs that we know the shortcomings and where.
或是已经不是了，我们怎么让它更好？或
是 make the good ones better？
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们千万要脱离那种一个命令一个动作，不能行动一下的事情。
It's the power from the pattern that we only have actions on the name。
当我们真正祷告的时候
，So whenever we pray，
你所祷告的那个部门、那个 ministry 啊，那个事工，是因为我们真正的祷告，它一定得祝福的。
The ministry and department that you pray for will be blessed。
如果在这个祷告这里面所给的是具体的负担，我们才停止行动。
And if the Lord gives you some details or the burden, then take action.
我们可以把祷告的心得实施给我们的这个负责同工，或者我们跟他们交通。
You can share, you can write an email or share with the leader the burden.
或者我们在安中补偿你的不足。
Or we try to make up the insufficiencies.
这是第一个。
And that is the first week.
We
learn to watch over. Like have this very positive and proactive attitude. We're not here to criticize. We're not here to find faults, but find gaps so that we can stay up.
Second,
Not only that, you will pray for your small group of fellowship. Lord, please multiply our small group. If your small group is already good, make it better. In addition to pray for your small group for 1 week, during that week, the Lord to keep you one over them.
就是那个教会任何已经有的聚会，比如说你特别有负担的教会祷告会祷告。
And then pray for church-wide meeting, for example, our church building.
或者你特别有负担为了教会的播饼，为了教会的 worship, 为了教会的小组，为了教会的祭坛，不管是哪一个，教主第一个负担给你。
Or the community meeting, or the worship meeting, whatever meeting, may the Lord give you a burden.
专心专心祷告一个礼拜。
Focus praying for that for a week.
就是把使命给我们。
May the Lord give us this mission.
就是支持我们的祷告，让我们能够为这个团队，为这个聚会带来生命，带来释放，带来帮助。
And we will pray to this meeting.Blessings and love for our prayers.
好不好？这几件事情容易记吗
？I'm okay. Let's remember.
第一个是为了教会的事工或是服事。
First, I choose the ministry or department to pray for.
包括那个服事的领袖，让他能够真正的属灵爱神，能够真正的为神要站在该站的位置。
And pray for the leader that the leader will be spiritual and love the Lord and stand on the right position.
第二个为了神教各样的聚会，包括我们自己所在的教会。
We pray for our church meeting in addition to our small group of fellows.
我们不光在地上学会了 plan ahead 事情做计划。
Not only that we learn to plan ahead.
我希望我们从今天开始，我们所有的聚会、所有的侍奉，我们有个 pray ahead 用祷告走在前面。
Hope that from now on, all the meetings and all the services, we will pray ahead.
当我们这样子做的时候
we are practicing it.
我相信聚会会不一样
I'm sure the meetings will be different.
感谢牧师带领我们让几位弟兄姐妹带领我
们的同伴 And that our worship team is leading us to see how we become the companion of the Lord.
让我们真的在爱中我们愿意陪着主走这段路
That in love we want to accompany the Lord through this journey.
让我们在爱中不仅仅成为羔羊的同伴也成为羔羊的同工
Not only that we become theLens
and training, but we also become his followers. Now
the man is the high priest in heaven, and he lives forever and makes intercessions for us.
So we not only follow the way of the Messiah, but we also pray in the prayer of the Messiah, one day to see the Messiah.
So not only that we will follow the Lamb to walk on the way of the cross, we will also follow the Lamb and to be the intercessors.
We will be more in the Holy Spirit.
And we will pray more in the Holy Spirit. And see on stanza 2 of Psalm
255.
Don't worry, we do not have Sunday school today.
Because we don't want to have the message, we don't want to have the message, we don't want to have the message, we don't want to have the message.
Because we do not want to rush to different classrooms.Without listening to what the Lord has to say to
you. 如果你真有不得已的原因需要出去一下，我们安安静静出去小心不然。但是如果可以，不需要就不需要。
So if for any reason you have to leave, please don't leave quietly.
两百五十五天，怎么能出去？天窗开开，
我
心在
想。
在家乡里头，我在探讨不懈，是谁一介主流，弄成我出头前。按照我的爱心，把思念我将就，直到我被忘记，回放在我心里，回放在我心里。你心中的藏在我心里，你爱我没？我心心藏在你，你心中的藏在我心里。在家乡里头，我站在高楼前，深深地记住我老乡的名字。
当我们带到伟大的 好，让我们再来举目直面主耶稣在这里曾经为我们受死。你的话的流血，让我们所有的罪都赦免，在圣灵前被赦
免。
现在把我们免去的神福。
Until then, we escape the wrath of God.
So that
we are reconciled with God the most
of the time.
So that we
can
rejoice in God and
we live
a totally different life.
So
we are not willing to be deceived by the enemy.
We have a strong desire, a strong desire to be healed.
We will have a strong desire to be healed us from the condition of being lukewarm and in our right
hand. So
we will place ourselves on the altar.
And
the Holy Fire burns. So that our way becomes a need of fire. That the four living creatures, that fire can descend on the
ground.
I hope that more people will be alive. That more small group meetings will have a wide meeting. Our meetings will be alive and full of fire. May the heavenly fire descend and accept our offer. That we will become people of prayer.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.